Welcome to the Tapping Insiders Club. This is your host, Jessica Ortner. By listening to this audio, you acknowledge that you have read and agree to the disclaimer located at www.tappinginsidersclub.com/disclaimer. We hope this interview gives you new insights on how to be a healthier and a happier you. Enjoy. Mothers spend so much time taking care of their children with all of the responsibilities and pressure in their life, and they tend to take care of everybody else in their life. And what goes out the window is their own well-being, which leaves them often feeling tossed aside, feeling overwhelmed, drained, and even neglected. So today we are going to be speaking to Tamara Dawn. Tamara specializes in helping stressed mothers create EFT habits so that they can release stress and overwhelm and be at their best. I'm really happy that she's with us. Tamara, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jessica. It's lovely to be here.
This is such a big topic. And like I mentioned, when it comes to mothers, they're so busy helping everybody else that helping themselves seems to be tossed aside and not something that they think about too much. When it comes to the mothers that come to you when they're finally saying, all right, I do need some extra support, what are some of the things that they're reaching out for when it comes to what do they need help on or what's one of their biggest complaints?
I think one of the biggest problems is feeling overwhelmed and knowing where to start and even knowing what to do with their time if they had any, because it's so overwhelming everything that they do have to do. And it starts with their to-do list is so long that it generally keeps them up at night and they're tossing and turning. And then when they wake up in the morning, they're feeling exhausted. So they reach for the coffee to keep going. And they might be a bit irritable or frustrated and having to get their kids ready for school. And then their kids may be playing up, not wanting to wear the clothes they put on them. And then not wanting to eat the breakfast they provide. And then the mothers then not being able to be really present with their children. So they maybe snap at them and are not patient. And then getting them into the car and on the way to school. And maybe the kids are arguing in the car. And they just arrive at school and it's just stressful because then they end up being late for work as well. So that's kind of like a typical, from what I hear from most of my mums, a typical morning. And that's their start for every day of the week. And they feel like they're on a constant hamster wheel, never ending. So I think the starting point is really just acknowledging all of that for them and just allowing them to just say all that through the tapping routines, obviously, but then to really support them in putting in place habits that are going to help them create change. Because what they keep telling me is that I want to change and I've got no time to change and I've got no mental energy to change. So it's quite challenging then to think, okay, they know they need to change, but how do we put this in place? So the way that I have structured what I offer them is tiny, tiny, tiny bite sizes of tapping so that it becomes as habitual as brushing your teeth. Because lots of mums because I run a training centre in EFT, lots of mums already know EFT, but they don't know how to put it in place in their lives. It's kind of one of those tools that's up there collecting dust on the shelf rather than being used on a daily basis. So the first thing that I suggest is that, you know, getting up 1 minute earlier and doing one round of tapping first thing in the morning. And that round of tapping can either be it can be whatever's present for them. So if they're feeling exhausted because they haven't slept, then that's what I'd tap on. If it's feeling overwhelmed about their to-do list, then that's what I'd tap on. If they're feeling generally okay, and then it's kind of like doing some kind of setup to set them up for a good day and having a really good day. So if they can find 1 minute a day, that can start already making changes. Because the way I describe it is that, you know, if you imagine a ship sailing in the ocean and you've set sail on a certain course, if you change that course just by a tiny bit, you'll end up in a completely different place. So what I say is just even 1 minute of tapping will change the course of your ship and you'll end up having a different kind of day. But when the obviously 1 minute of tapping is not going to change your whole life, but it's going to change possibilities for new openings. And really that minute has to be done every single day, not just for one day, because the course of the ship can often start drifting back to the old course of overwhelm and stress and being frazzled. So you have to keep shifting the course until there's enough momentum in that new course that it can really take charge of itself.
Right. Something I often hear from people who are new to tapping or might have learned tapping a long time ago, but like you said, they've put it on the shelf collecting dust, is that they're unsure as to whether they're doing it right and whether they're saying the right thing. So in regards to this 1 minute, what do you recommend for those who are listening who have that concern?
Okay, that's a great question. And what I say is actually you can't really go wrong with tapping at all. You can't really say the wrong words, but the best words to say are the words that most mirror what you're actually feeling. And I always say, if you don't know what to say, just say what you're feeling, say how it is. So if you're feeling terrible and you've got a shoulder ache and you've got a headache and you're really worried about all the things you have to do today, just say all of that. So literally, almost like a brain dump, just tap through the points and give yourself a brain dump. And I'm guessing those on your program will already be familiar with the setup statement, but if they're not, then generally the way we start is, even though I have this problem, so it could be, even though I'm feeling really stressed and overwhelmed, I cannot believe I've got myself into such a state of all the things I need to do today. I don't know how I'm going to get them all done. Did you want me to do a tapping round?
Yeah, or? You know what? I think the picture that you're painting is one that so many people can relate to, that crazy morning, so many responsibilities. I think it would be great if we could do some tapping, and I'll follow along with you. And for everyone who's listening, to get the most out of our time together, follow along as well.
Wonderful. Great. And so generally what I encourage people to do is to rate the intensity of whatever they're feeling. So if you're listening now, you can just tune into what you're feeling right now in the realm of stress and overwhelm. And you might want to tune into where you feel it in your body. And then just rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. And some people I work with actually really struggle with the rating system. And I don't want that to be a block for you to not even do it. So if you're not sure what number it is on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most intense and 0 being completely calm, peaceful and light, then you can you can put your hands out and you can rate it so that if your hands are really wide, it's really big. And if your hands are close together, it's really small and almost not there. But, and if rating is a challenge, just don't even worry about it. So, let's start with, and I'm going to say some words, and if these words don't match your words at home, then just, you can change them to match whatever you're feeling right now. So should we get going?
Yes, please.
Okay. So even though I have this stress and overwhelm.
I have this stress and overwhelm.
And I feel it in my, and I'm going to leave that blank for you to fill in where you feel it in your body.
And I feel it in my. I deeply and completely.
Accept myself.
Accept myself.
Even though there's so much to do today.
Even though there is so much to do today.
And I just don't know how I'm going to get it all done.
And I don't know how I'm going to get it all done.
I'm here anyway.
I'm here anyway.
And I accept myself.
And I accept myself.
Just the way I am.
Just the way I am.
And just the way I'm not.
And just the way I'm not.
Even though all this is going on.
Even though all of this is going on,
it feels like a never-ending hamster wheel.
It feels like a never-ending hamster wheel.
And I just wish I could get off.
And I just wish that I could get off. I deeply and completely
accept myself.
Accept myself.
So tapping through the points now, starting with the eyebrow point. All this stress.
All of this stress.
And side of the eye. All of this overwhelm.
All of this overwhelm.
Under the eye. Giving that space now.
Giving that space now.
And under the nose. Acknowledging it right now.
Acknowledging it right now.
And on the chin point. I've been pushing it away for all this time.
I've been pushing it away for all of this time.
And collarbone point. And I'm giving it space now.
And I'm giving it space now.
Under the arm. To acknowledge it.
To acknowledge it.
And then top of the head. And start to release it.
And start to release it.
Eyebrow point, gently.
Gently.
Side of the eye, easily.
Easily.
Under the eye, and effortlessly.
And effortlessly.
Under the nose, I'm open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility.
On the chin point, of acknowledging this overwhelm.
Of acknowledging this overwhelm.
Collarbone point. And finding a way.
And finding a way.
Under the arm. Of having a good day anyway.
Of having a good day anyway.
Top of the head. And I'm noticing my feet on the ground.
And I'm noticing my feet on the ground.
And on the eyebrow point, and my body in the chair.
And my body in this chair.
Side of the eye, and I'm becoming more present with myself.
And I'm becoming more present with myself.
Under the eye, and with this now moment.
And with this now moment.
Under the nose, what if in this now moment?
What if in this now moment.
On the chin, I could become present.
I could become present.
Collarbone point in my body.
In my body.
Under the arm, right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
Top of the head, so I'm open to the possibility.
So I'm open to the possibility.
Beginning of the eyebrow, of bringing this feeling of more presence.
Of bringing this feeling of more presence.
Side of the eye, and more awareness.
And more awareness.
Under the eye, into the rest of my day.
Into the rest of my day.
Under the nose, what if?
What if?
On the chin point, I could remember being present.
I could remember being present.
Collarbone point. In moments of stress.
In moments of stress.
Under the arm and take a deep breath in.
And take a deep breath in.
Top of the head and come back to this present moment.
And come back to this present moment.
And the way I like to finish a round is if you put your hands over your heart chakra or center of your chest and say the word transform and take a deep breath.
Transform. That was so powerful. And thank you for that gift, because that's something that we can just come back to again and again.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that was a little bit longer than a minute. So, you know, if you're doing this at home and you're not going to be listening to this audio and you want to do your own thing, it doesn't have to be as long as this. You can make it shorter. Obviously, a little bit longer is the more time you have, the more benefit you can get. But I don't want time to be an obstacle for you. I want you to be able to just do a minimum of a minute. And once the mums that I work with create this 1 minute in the morning and it becomes a habit, then I invite them to create 1 minute before they go to bed to create a good night's sleep, just 1 minute. And then once they've built that into their habit, I suggest another time to tap. And I know that maybe, I don't know how this will come across for the American listeners, but I call it toilet tapping, because when you're in the toilet, or I know you say bathroom, it can be dead time. So why not spend that time doing a round of tapping on whatever is coming up for you? So my three big tips are a minute of tapping in the morning when you wake up, a minute of tapping in the evening just before you go to bed when you're already in bed, and then whenever you go to the toilet, a minute of tapping there as well.
I love that. And you know what I find too is when I give myself a small moment to tap without the expectation that it has to be 30 minutes or a deep process, I naturally tend to tap longer. It's almost like just giving ourselves the permission to go, okay, I'm only going to tap for a minute. And it opens us up to be able to tap a little bit longer if that's what feels right and if we have the time to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And when I'm particularly when I'm working with my mums, is that once tapping becomes that habit, it can then be your go-to place. I'm not saying it's going to eradicate all your stress, because, you know, we're only human and we all get stressed sometimes. But when it becomes your habit, it can become your go-to place when you are stressed, so that it's right there at your fingertips and you can do it in the moment. And then once it becomes your habit for yourself, the most amazing thing is that you can start using it with your children as well. And that is the biggest gift, in my opinion, that you can give your children, the next generation, that they can grow up with this amazing tool that they can release aches and pains. They have a tool that they can use for exam stress. They can use it for bullying. They can use it for the rest of their life. And to grow up with that, my daughter's grown up with tapping, which I am massively grateful for, because she just takes it as normal. She uses it quite a lot, although she'll not always use it by herself. She'll want either me or my husband to work with her, but it's a fantastic tool.
Yes, it absolutely is. And I love how, again, you're making it so easy, because sometimes we have a tool, but we're not using it because we're putting so much pressure on ourselves that we have to do it in a certain way, and it has to be done for a certain amount of time. So just that approach, I think, is probably such a relief for mothers who are listening.
Yeah, great.
One of my other questions, because I see this coming up a lot, you mentioned before that morning, that overwhelm where many women are rushing, getting the kids to school, then some of them are going to work, and some things might kind of fall apart a little bit. You know, we want to be able to balance everything, yet we might feel like something is just not getting the attention that it deserves in our life, and we feel a sense of guilt that we're not able to do everything perfectly and control everything. Do you find this to be a common struggle? And what advice do you have around it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think nowadays mums have so much pressure on them. It's unbelievable. Our culture it says to mums that you can have it all, and that's what we see in the media, all the celebrities. They're always looking really glamorous, and they're mums, and they're successful, and they seem to have it all. And that's the message that we're getting, that we can have it all. And if we look at mums historically, culturally, in times gone by, we lived in smaller communities, close communities, where mums had their mums around them. They had lots of sisters and aunts and friends. So that when the childcare wasn't just on the mum, but now we live in small nuclear families, often away from any family, often where we've moved to a new area and the mums don't know anyone. And I think probably more so in the States than here in the UK is that mums, there are a lot more working mums than there aren't. And I know in the States you only have 2 weeks holiday a year, and I don't know, you don't get much maternity leave, and mm-hmm. here it's a lot more. And there's so much pressure that, you know, you have to leave your little baby, usually with a nanny because there's no family around. And that's a massive, massive pressure to then come home and have to be the mum and be present. And I know that when I started working, even though it was part-time, I found it really hard to switch from being a mum to being a working woman. And I noticed that when I was a working woman, I was feeling guilty about not being with my daughter. And when I was with my daughter, I kept thinking about all the things I needed to do at work. So I ended up not being present in my work and not being present mm-hmm. for my daughter. And then, of course, like, you feel guilty because you miss those moments of joy that are so precious with being with your child. So I think there's a lot to be said about that. And so in terms of tapping, I think it's really important to just acknowledge everything that you have to do, everything that you are doing, and everything that you feel you should do, and all the guilt that you're feeling around that. So I don't know if there's anything else you want me to say about that, or whether you want to do some tapping around that, or any more questions.
I would love to do some tapping around that. I think the story that you shared about struggling to be present in either situation because you feel pulled in so many different directions, I'd love to do some tapping about feeling at peace with being more present.
Yeah. Okay, great. So let's start again. And if you can relate to that and you would like to rate that on a scale of 0 to 10, that feeling of being pulled in so many directions, of wanting to be everything to everyone. And of course, like, often if we have partners and or husbands, you know, they don't get a look in all of this. We've talked about work and children, but of course there's a husband or partner to think about, and we have no energy left for them either. So just tuning in now to, and again, just feeling into your body how that is feeling. That feeling of having to juggle so much and being pulled in so many different directions, and rate that on a scale of 0 to 10. Actually, what we should have done at the end of the last round is again test and rate, which I forgot to do. So if you go back and repeat that audio, you might want to test that as well at the end. So yeah, just rating how you're feeling being pulled in so many directions, and we'll start tapping.
Okay.
So even though
I'm pulled in so many different directions.
And I'm juggling too many balls. I deeply and completely
accept myself.
Even though I'm juggling so many balls. And I'm being pulled in so many directions.
I'm open to the possibility.
Of just acknowledging myself.
Of just acknowledging myself.
And everything I have to do.
Even though
this just feels too much sometimes.
This just feels too much sometimes.
And I begin to feel so guilty.
And I begin to feel so guilty.
I soothe and comfort myself.
I soothe and comfort myself.
So tapping through the points now, starting with the eyebrow point. Being pulled in too many directions.
Being pulled in too many directions.
Side of the eye. Juggling too many balls.
Juggling too many balls.
Under the eye. My work.
My work.
Under the nose. My children.
My children.
Chin point. My partner.
My partner.
Collarbone point. And all the other things.
And all the other things.
Under the arm. In my life.
In my life.
Top of the head. I'm trying to be everything to everyone.
I'm trying to be everything for everyone.
Eyebrow point. And I end up spreading myself so thin.
And I end up spreading myself so thin.
Side of the eye. That I end up doing a poor job.
That I end up doing a poor job.
Under the eye, in all the things that are so important to me.
In all of the things that are so important to me.
Under the nose, and that makes me feel so guilty.
And that makes me feel so guilty.
Chin point, and I feel that guilt in my body.
And I feel that guilt in my body.
And just tune into where you feel that guilt right now. And collarbone point. I just wish I could be more there for my children.
I just wish I could be more there for my children.
Under the arm. I've stopped enjoying them.
I've stopped enjoying them.
Top of the head. And I can't remember how to have fun with them.
And I can't remember how to have fun with them.
Eyebrow point, and I seem to always lose my patience with them.
And I seem to always lose my patience with them.
Side of the eye, I seem to be always telling them off.
I seem to be always telling them off.
Under the eye, and I don't even notice.
And I don't even notice.
Under the nose, the moments that could be special.
The moments that could be special.
Chin point. When their eyes light up.
When their eyes light up.
Collarbone point. When they're happy.
When they're happy.
Under the arm, because I'm so wrapped up in my own thoughts.
Because I'm so wrapped up in my own thoughts.
Top of the head, all this guilt.
All of this guilt.
Beginning of the eyebrow, about not being present with my children.
About not being present with my children.
Side of the eye, and maybe being present with my children.
And maybe being present with my children.
Under the eye, needs to start with being present with myself.
Needs to start with being present with myself.
Under the nose, because after all.
Because after all.
In an aeroplane.
In an aeroplane.
Collarbone point. We are told to put our own oxygen mask on first.
We are told to put on our own oxygen mask first.
Under the arm, before helping our children.
Before helping our children.
Top of the head. So maybe I need to put my oxygen mask on first.
So maybe I need to put on my oxygen mask on first.
Metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically speaking.
Side of the eye. And take care of myself.
And take care of myself.
Under the eye. And start being present with myself.
And start being present with myself.
Under the nose, and recognizing my needs.
And recognizing my needs.
Chin point, that sometimes I need time out too.
That sometimes I need time out too.
And maybe that might mean.
And maybe that might mean.
Simply taking one full conscious breath.
Simply taking one full conscious breath.
And top of the head. So let's just take a really nice deep conscious breath now. And the beginning of the eyebrow. And when I become more conscious, present with myself.
And when I become more present with myself.
Side of the eye. I can become more present with my children.
I can become more present with my children.
Under the eye. I begin to see them in new light.
I begin to see them in new light.
Under the nose and begin to appreciate.
And begin to appreciate.
Chin point, their innocence.
Their innocence.
Collarbone point, their love.
Their love.
Under the arm, their love for life.
Their love for life.
Top of the head, their ability to play.
Their ability to play.
Beginning of the eyebrow, their imagination.
Their imagination.
Side of the eye, their beauty.
Their beauty.
Under the eye. And maybe through that.
And maybe through that.
Under the nose, I can begin to have fun with them.
I can begin to have fun with them.
Chin point, and begin to be playful with them.
And can begin to be playful with them.
Collarbone point, and begin enjoying them again.
And begin enjoying them again.
Okay, so put your hands in the center of your chest, in your heart chakra, and say transform and take a deep breath.
Transform. Thank you for that gift.
That you're welcome.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. And, you know, again, what you're giving us is so much, because not only have you shared these two tapping experiences that we can come back to and do again, but also to learn how to simply incorporate this into our day-to-day life. Do you have any last words or a message that you really hope that people take from our time together for the mothers who are listening?
Absolutely. I think if there's one thing that I would say is just do a minute every morning before you get up. Just 1 minute to set yourself to have a good day. You can change your whole day, your interaction with your children, how you feel about yourself, how productive you are at work, how you connect with your partner and the other people in your life. Just 1 minute. And I encourage you to try and make that your the thing that you do as habitual as brushing your teeth.
Absolutely. Well, once again, thank you so much. If people want to learn more about you, where can they go?
Great. Thank you. So if you enjoyed the tapping that you did with me, I have a free tapping video that you can download on my website. It's to release overwhelm. And you can get that on tamaradon.com. So TamaraDon.com. And there's information there that you can use, and you can contact me through there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you once again. And it's been fantastic. You really gave us so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.